and sisters.
能够和众弟兄在饼杯面前敬拜赞美主，实在是叫我们心是何等的得着满足。
Our heart is so satisfied when we have the communion service with brothers and sisters.
然后我们能够在主的面前一同唱这样的一首诗歌，实在叫我们的心也得着激励。
When we sing this song, it so encourages us.
当我在唱的时候，我就心里面在思想一个问题。
When we sang this song, I was meditating a question.
实在是愿意把这个问题也交通给弟兄姐妹。
I would like to share this question with you.
就如同这首诗歌所说的，我们的主是不是在你我的心中是千万人中之第一人
？Is our Lord in your heart is the fairest of 10,000?
另外一个问题就是，我们在地上。蒙救之后我们在地上的生活
And another question is after we were saved what about our life on the earth
是不是仍然有热有形看得见看不见的偶像在缠累我们
Is there still idols that is bound us
有没有任何属地的吸引在那里缠累捆绑我们
Is there anything from this world and still and tied us
叫我们以至于不能够在地上来过一个属天的生活
So thatwe can't not walk on the pilgrim.
因为这些偶像和属地的残累，以至于我们不能在地上来彰显主的见证。
Because of those idols and bondage that we were not manifest our Lord's beauty.
我们或许已经许多的年，我们因为这些偶像，因为这些属地的残累，叫我们实在是不能胜过。
Maybe after so many years that we cannot overcome those bondage and from those.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章那里所说的，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体
？Like Paul says in Romans chapter 7, it's how bitter it is because who can save me from all this bondage of sins?
借这首诗给我们看见了那这些问一切问题的答案。
And through this song, we will see the answers from all these questions.
也是一个解决我们叫我们能够脱离。一切偶像和属地缠累的那个唯一的答案。
And this is the only answer that it can set us free from all this bondage.
就是能够看见彼得所看见的。
This is what we can see that Peter saw.
能够看见司提反所看见。
And we can see that what Stephen saw.
能够在我们灵里头的眼睛能够看见玛利亚所看见。
And so that we can see in our spiritual eyes what Mary saw.
唯有当我们能够看见这千万人中之第一人，我们的主耶稣。
And we can only see this the fairest of 10,000, that is our Lord.
让圣灵开我们里面眼睛，叫我们能够看见主的荣美。
When may the Holy Spirit open our inner eyes that we can see the beauty of our Lord.
看见主的泪眼。
Let's see His weeping eyes.
看见主的慈心。
And then we see His merciful heart.
因着这样的吸引。
Because of this.This attraction,
我们才有可能能够那一切的偶像。
Then this before us to depart from all these idols.
脱离这属地一切的吸引。
And depart from all this attraction from this world.
愿主啊，早晨啊，借着圣灵再开我们的眼睛。
May Lord open our eyes through Holy Spirit this morning.
让我们不仅在这里，我们有一个外面的聚会。
Not only outwardly we have a gathering.
更盼望圣灵在我们里头，让我们能够看见那千万人中之第一人。
And then we hope that we can see the fairest of the 10,000.
好像我们能够脱离那一切缠累我们。
So that we can be delivered from all this bondage.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹同现在读几处的经文。
Let's read several scriptures.
我们要读的经文在马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音新约圣经第一卷书马太福音第六章我们先读节
New Testament Matthew 6 Let's read verse 1
福音第六章第一节你们要小心不可将善事行在人的面前故意叫他们看见若是这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了
Be careful not to practice your righteousness before menTo be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
好，我想弟兄姐妹愿意一起读的话，我们可以一起同声来读。接下来有三件事情。第一件事情，我们就读第四节。
Then we will see three things, and first one is in verse 4.
这里讲到施舍。
And it's talking about to give.
好，我们一起来。要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。好，我们再读第六节。
Verse
6. 就讲到祷告。
We're talking about to pray.
马太福音第六章第六节，一起来。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋上门，祷告你在暗的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。好，第三件事在第十八节。
The third thing is in verse 8.
这里讲到禁食，关于禁食。
It's talking about fasting.
好，我们一起来。不叫人看出你禁食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。好，我们再读第二十一节。
Verse 21。
对不起，第二十一节。
Verse 21。
好，一起来。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。再读二十四节。
Verse 24。
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。好，我们最后一处要读第三十到第三十四节。
Lastly, verse 32-34.
马太福音第三十节，一起来。你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地里的花今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。好，我们最后再读一处经文，在加拉太书。
Lastly, Galatians.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二章第二十节。
Verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节，弟兄姊妹都相当熟悉，若能够背起来更加。
If you can memorize this one, that will be better.
好，加拉太书二章二十节，我们一起来。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。这里讲到说，我如今在肉身活着。
And here is talking about, and then if I live in the body,
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
它原文圣经也可以翻译成因神儿子的信而活。
And the original is I live by the faith in the Son of God.
这里实在是提醒我们，我们的信心有时候大，有时候小。
It reminds us our faith sometimes is greater, sometimes it's minor.
我们的信心有时候高，有时候低。
Sometimes we go high, some become low.
在这里，保罗给我们指出一个秘诀。
And here Paul tells us a secret.
我们如今在肉身活着。
Says and today we live in the body.
乃是因神儿子的信而活。
Because we live by the faith in the Son of God.
因为我们知道，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
We know even we are faithless, but He's faithful.
因为神儿子的信实，我们能够在肉身活着。
Because His faithfulness, and we can live within in our body.
我们一起再有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，当早晨我们来到你面前。
Lord, this morning we come before you.
主，我们心里实在是有一个深切的恳求。
And we have a petition in our hearts.
就求圣灵在我们每一个蒙恩的儿女们，在福音朋友心里头再来开我们的眼睛。
And may the Holy Spirit open our inner eyes and yeah.
主求我们实在是能够看见斯提凡所看见。
And let us to see what Stephen saw.
主求我们能够你自己的容脸。
Let us to see your beauty.
就好像你的美丽再一次来吸引我们。
May your beauty draw near to you.
主求我们甘心乐意的摔碎众偶像。
And so that we will willing to crush all idols.
并欢然加冠于你。
And then we will crown you.
主，因为你实在是我们的主。
Because you are truly our Lord.
你实在是千万人中最美的那一位。
And truly you are the fairest of the 10,000.
主，愿你来吸引我们，我们就快跑来跟随你。
May you draw us near to you so that we can run after you.
与我们同在。
Be with us, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次和弟兄姊妹交通到马太福音第五章。
Last time I was fellowship with you Matthew chapter 5.
我们知道马太福音五六七章一般称为主耶稣的登山宝训。
We know chapter Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7 it's we call the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道这段圣经主的教训并不是对着一般人说的。
We know this teaching is for common people.
它乃是对着主耶稣的门徒所说的
to his disciples,
就是对那些蒙神典
and those for the people who receive God's grace,
并且愿意答应主的呼召来跟随主的一般人
and to the people who are willing to answer his call and want to follow him.
这样的人在马太福音当中主称他们为天国的子民
and those people and in book of Matthew, Lord called them the people from the kingdom of heaven.
他们是愿意让主在他们身上作王掌权的一般人。
Because they are willing to let Lord reign in them.
我们知道，这乃是神拯救我们的最终的心意。
We know this is the purpose that Lord saved us.
我们知道今天有许多传福音的弟兄姐妹，实在是把福音给传得不完全。
We know not nowadays when we share gospel, sometimes we what we share is incomplete.
所以很多时候，当我们听见了主耶稣他为我们的罪流血舍命。
Many times when we heard that the Lord he shed his blood for us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他愿意叫我们因信他得着永远的生命。
And he is willing to let us to receive eternal life by faith.
将来不用下地狱可以上天堂。
And we do not we won't go to hell and we go to heaven.
这是不是福音？
Is this a gospel?
这实在是福音。
It is gospel.
但是它却不是一个全备的福音。
But this is not the full gospel.
所以我们看见许多神的儿女们，他的确是蒙恩得救了。
So we see some God's children. They indeed they are saved.
但他在地上他不知道要怎么样子来过基督徒的生活
but they know how to live a Christian life
就回去像从前没有蒙恩得救一样过一样的生活
and they live the same life like before they were saved
但从神的话语让我们实在看见神拯救我们乃是要叫我们能够做主耶稣的门徒
from the words of God and let us to seeThat God save us because He wants us to be His disciples.
神乃是要在我们身上来制作出主耶稣基督的性格。
And He wants to build the characters of the Lord.
好叫主耶稣生命一切的荣美能够从我们身上彰显出来。
So that all the beauty in our Lord will be revealed through us.
对，你知道，我们从主得着他的生命，就是刹那之间的事情。
And we know if we receive the life of the Lord, it just happened in a moment.
就当我们心里相信，口里承认，圣灵在里头就把主的生命赐给了我们。
When we believe and when we confess and He gave His life to us.
这是讲到我们灵的得救。
That is our salvation and our spirit.
当我们原本死去的灵现在活过来了。
Our spirit was dead, now is alive again.
神就借着圣灵重生了我们。
And then God reborn us through Holy Spirit.
主的生命就进到我们里头。
And the life of the Lord will enter into us.
不仅如此，圣灵也亲自的住在我们的心灵里头。
Not only this, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
神将圣灵赐给我们，在我们里头有一个荣耀的目的。
And there is a glorious purpose that Lord gave Holy Spirit to.
就是要叫我们这些蒙恩的人。
It's for the people who are saved by grace.
我们不仅得着主耶稣的生
命 not only receive His life,
并且圣灵要来保守，他要来他有一个责任，要叫主的生命在我们里头能够不断的来成长。
But the Holy Spirit has a responsibility that's to cause us to grow.
叫我们都能够长成主耶稣基督的 荣耀的形象。
And to grow has the stature of our Lord.
这讲到主耶稣荣耀的形象，就是主指着主生命的性格所说的。
This glorious image that is the characters of our Lord.
我们知道，当我们碰见一个人
，When we meet a people，
当他还没有跟他交谈呢。之前
Before you talk to him，
你对这个人会有一个印象。
You will have an impression of this person。
比如说，我们看见我们姐妹，她大概看见她是这样的一个形象。
When you see a sister, and then you have an impression。
真的不过就是一个外貌的形象。
This is an impression outwardly。
那神在我们身上所要制作、要得着的一个形象呢，乃是讲到那生命的一个性格。
And what Lord will receive from us is the character of the life.
所以当我们跟一个弟兄姐妹跟一个人谈话当中
，in talking with someone，
你就开始认识到这个人他真正是怎么样的一个人。
You will start to know this person truly he is.
他是一个很温柔的人。
He's a gentleman.
他是一个很暴躁的人。
Or he's an easy to temper.
他是一个很急的人还是一个很慢的人。
He's like to do things in a rush or he's do things slow.
这就说到我们一个人的性格。
It's talking about the character.
发现我们这个性格在我们身上成型，它经过一段很长的时间。
It takes time for us to form a characters.
同样的，今天主的生命赐给了我们。
And the same that Lord gave His life to us.
主的性格要在我们身上成型。
And then He will build His character into us.
它也必须要经过一段很长漫长的时间。
It also will take long time.
所以这是圣灵在我们身上所要做的工作。
This is the Holy Spirit's work on us.
就是让主的性格一点一点的能够建立在我们身上。
And it is to build the characters of the Lord on us little by little.
这个主的性格在我们身上就成为天国的性格。
And the character of the Lord on us, it will become the character of the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音第五章那里所让我们看见的天国的性格。
Chapter 5, it tells characters of the kingdom of heaven.
无论说到虚心的人。
It's talking about the people, the poor in spirit.
就讲到邻里贫穷。
It's talking about the poor in spirit.
讲到温柔。
And talking about who is meek.
讲到饥渴慕义。
It's talking about who hunger and thirst.
讲到连续人的。
And who are merciful.
讲到清心的。
And who are the pure in heart?
他讲到许许多多这些的性格呢，都是主耶稣基督的性格。
All these characters are the characters of the Lord.
这些性格呢，也是天国的性格。
And those characters are characters of the kingdom of heaven.
今天主呼召我们要来进天国。
Lord calls us to get into the kingdom of heaven.
主呼召我们要来得着天国。
He wants us to receive the kingdom of heaven.
它的意义就是在于这些天国的性格能够建立在我们身上。
It is He wants to build up those characters to us.
所以我们知道这些的性格并不是指着我们外面的行为所说的而
those characters is not these outwardly
它不是根据外面的行为
it is not according to our good deeds outwardly
性格据我们里面的生命
this characters is based on our inner life
你要必须得着主的生命
you have to receive the life of the Lord
在你身上才有可能有这些主的性格
then it's possible you might have the characters of the Lord
所以对一个没有主生命的人
for people who don't have the life of the Lord
他所表现出来外面的情形很有可能也是像虚心的也可能是温柔的
maybe the deeds he expressed maybe is like the poor in the spirit and the poor in the heart
但那些不是性格
but those are not characters
那些不过是一个表现
that is only expressions
但是主所要得着的乃是主自己的性格
but what Lord wants to gain that is his own characters
它是从里面所产生出来的
it is based from inward
它是所看重的是这个人所是的。
What he emphasizes who we are.
就是我们有没有主的生命。
Do we have the life of the Lord?
有主的生命。
We have the life of the Lord.
从主的生命所发展出来的性格才是真实天国的性格。
The character from his life, that is the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见主所看重的是我们所是
So we know what Lord emphasizes who we are
而不是我们所做的
It is not what we do, what we have done
就如罗马书第二章末了保罗所说的
It is like in the Romans chapter 2 what Paul says
他告诉我们说外面做的不是
It is as a person is not a Jew who is not only outwardly
里面做的才是
A person is a Jew who is one inwardly
就碰见了这一点让我们能够清楚知道这些性格天国的性格建立在我们身上乃是从主耶稣的生命所发 发展出来的。
We know to build up the characters of kingdom of heaven is based on the life from the Lord.
也有人以为主耶稣的登山宝训呢，乃是新约的律法。
And some people think this, the Sermon on the Mountain is the law in the New Testament.
这些好像是我们新约基督徒所应该遵守的佛守则。
It seems is the living standard for Christian.
因为我们想到在旧约呢，神借着给他的选民以色列呢，有旧约的律法。
Because in the Old Testament, Lord gave laws through Moses to His people.
那今天我们知道我们在新约的时代。
Now we live in the New Testament era.
所以神借着他的儿子耶稣基督呢，就把这新约的律法呢，给了我们基督徒。
So He gave this new law to Christians through His Son.
是不是这样
？Is this so？
不是的。
No。
我们看见，如果我们今天我们领受了，如果我们是以这样子来领受主耶稣的教训，我们认为是新约的律法。
If we receive His teaching like we think this is the law in the New Testament，
当我们要来努力遵守的时候
，When we strive to obey，
我们的结果就会像从前旧约以色列神的百姓一样。
The result will be same as the Israelites in the Old Testament.
他们在神的律法面前，他们说，凡摩西所说的，他们都要遵守。
They promise we will obey what Moses told us.
结果我们看见，他们难过一次又一次的失败。
As a result, we know they failed again and again.
他们越努力，他们越多的失败和挫折。
The more they try, the more frustration and failure they have.
他们不仅不能够侍奉独一的真神。
Not only they cannot serve the true God.
他们敬拜各样。敬拜侍奉各样的偶像。
That they worship all kinds of idols.
原本神借着他们来彰显神的见证。
And the Lord wants them to manifest to testify for the Lord.
就我们看见他们完全的失败。
But they fail totally.
今天同样的，如果我们乃是要靠着我们的努力来遵守主的教训。
Same to us, if we try by our own effort to obey His teaching.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定会遭遇许多的失败。
But sisters, we must fail.
我们会经历许多的挫折，甚至于到地步会灰心。
We will encounter so many frustrations, and to the point we will despair.
就算是你的意志很强
，Even though you have a strong mind,
你能力很强
，And you have a strong ability,
你真的好像做到这些主耶稣在宝训上面的所有的教训。
It seems you might fulfill what the teaching from the sermon of.
甚至你觉得你做得很像了。
Even you, it's most likely.
别人看你也觉得很像。
Other people think you fulfilled.
就那一些在神的面前不过是草木和谐。
But all those are like the grass.
一点价值都没有。
It has no value.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为在神眼中所看见的那一些仍然不是。
Because in the eyes of the Lord, this is not what He wants.
因为它不是从主耶稣的生命所产生出来。
Because this is not from the life from the Lord.
因为那不是圣灵在信主的人心里头所制作的结果。
This is not what the Holy Spirit built up.
所以我们看见，今天我们虽然已经蒙神恩典，得着了主耶稣基督的生命。
Even though we were saved by grace, we received the life of the Lord.
今天我们还需要靠这个生命来过我们基督徒的生活。
But we still need to live our Christian life by His life.
因为我们如果活在我们信主之后，仍然活在我们旧老我的生命里头。
After we were saved, if we still live in our old flesh.
如果我们仍然照着我们从前亚当生命的样来活。
If we still live with our Adamic life.
我们活出来的情形就跟从前没有蒙恩得救一样。
Our life will be the same like before we are saved.
在我们生活，无论我们信主多久。
No matter how many years we were saved,
我们也不会有这些天国的性格成型在我们身上。
There will be no characters of the kingdom of heaven be built up within us.
我们看见当主耶稣他乃是道成肉身来到地上。
We know our Lord and he came to earth incarnate.
我们看见在他里面有神的生命。
We know there is a life in him.
但即使如此
，Even though
我们看见主在地上他一生的生活而经过考验。
We know all his life on the earth and is through temptations.
经过各样的试探和试验，他都得胜了。
And temptation, and he won all the victories.
所以我们看见今天同样的，我们有了主的生命。
And then, so to us, we have the life of the Lord.
我们在地上必须要让神、让圣灵来建立主的性格在我们身上。
We have the Holy Spirit to build up the characters of the Lord.
我在想，这也是为什么今天。 拯救我们之后还让我们在地上过一生的生活的最主要目的。
I think this is the main purpose that even we, though we are saved that he still leaves us on the sojourner sojourney
就是要叫主的性格能够建立在我们身上。
That is to build up the characters of the Lord.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救之后
We know after we were saved
我们所走的路跟随主的道路乃是一条窄路。
The way we walk is the narrow way.
是一条小的路。
It is a narrow way.
是非常不容易。
It is not easy.
我相信当我们蒙了一段日子之后，我们都有这样的感觉。
After we walk for a while, we all know this.
但我们今天如何能够来跟随主呢？
But how we follow the Lord?
我们如何能够在这大而可畏的这个世界里头，我们能够来过一个陶足喜悦的生活？
How we please our Lord in this wilderness?
我们如何能够胜过各样的缠累、各样的引诱试探
？How do we overcome all the temptations and trials？
我们就需要圣灵在里头来光照、来开启。
We need Holy Spirit enlighten us。
圣波比，我们唱的诗歌让我们看见主就是那天上的荣光。
In this community service, we sing the song that means He is the heavenly sunshine。
今天主也在我们里头成为那个荣光。
And the Lord is the sunshine。
来照亮我们里面的眼睛。
And to shine open our inner eyes。
就当我们里面看见。这位千万人中之第一人
Let us to see the fairest in the 10,000
就当我们里面的眼睛能够看见主的荣美
So our inner eyes will see his beauty
因着被主自己的吸引
Because we, and he draws us near to him
我们才会愿意来舍己背起十字架
So we're willing to deny ourselves and take our cross
我们才愿意把我们天然肉体的生命置于死地
And so we're willing to put our old flesh into death
为了就是要得着主的性格在我们身上。
And in order to receive the characters of our Lord.
这里面这是唯一的一条道路。
This is the only way.
如果不是圣灵在里头光照开启，看见我们的主耶稣。
If it's not the Holy Spirit shine, enlightening us, do we see our?
这里面我们很难脱离这肉体的事。
It is impossible for us to be delivered from our old flesh.
但感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主不仅把他自己的生命给了我们。
He's not only given his life to us.
今天圣灵在里头。就是要做成这件事情。
But also the Holy Spirit it will be fulfilled.
圣灵就是主耶稣所说的那另一位保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is the what will promise to us.
圣灵住在我们里面是有目的的。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us it come with purpose.
他的目的就是要把主的性格制作在我们身上。
The purpose is to build up the characters of the Lord into us.
圣灵在我们里头。他在那里来提醒我们
And the Holy Spirit reminds us
当我们这个老我的肉体又要出头的时候
When our old flesh wants to be the head
圣灵会让我们看见那个不是主耶稣
The Holy Spirit let us to see that is not the Lord
圣灵让我们看见那荣美的主耶稣
And it will let us to see the beauty of the Lord
那我们就面临一个选择
And then we will face we will have a choice
我们就要做一个对的抉择
We will right one
就是我们愿意拣选主耶稣
They were willing to choose the Lord
我们要弃绝我们天然肉体的生命
We will deny our self-nature
这就是圣灵在我们里头建了十字架要把主的性格制作成形在我们身上的一个过程
This is the process that the Holy Spirit will build up the characters of the Lord
我们最近听到有一位弟兄和我们做了一个见证
And recently a brother has a testimony
我们这个弟兄也是服侍主的
This Lord serves the Lord
他也非常认识神的心意
And he knows the purpose of the Lord
在他生命当中有一件非常非常难的事情
There is a difficulty in him
就他与他的父亲之间的关系是非常的不和睦
He has a difficult relationship with his father
虽然我们弟兄蒙恩了多年
Even though he was saved for many years
他知道我们主的生命乃是那使人和睦的生命
And he know and the life of our Lord is it's the life of the peace to make a peace
所以经过长的时间他非常努力的要盼望父亲能够建立修复一个和睦的关系
He tried hard to have a good relationship with his father
但他的父亲是一个非常脾气非常暴躁的人
But his father is like ill-tempered.
从我们弟兄小的时候，他父亲的脾气就是非常的暴躁。
Since he was young, his father was just like that.
他是一个军人，但他因着一些的背景，我们就不细讲，所以他造成他的性格非常的暴躁。
Because he was serving the military, so his character he's ill-tempered.
可当我们弟兄蒙恩多年，他一直是盼望能够与他的父亲能够修复这个关系。
So after our brother saved, he wants to be have a good relationship with his father.
每一次他去探望他的父亲，
each time when he visit his father,
他里头就下定决心。
He determined.
他今天无论他父亲怎么样发脾气，怎么样说话，
no matter how the father will throw a fit,
要忍耐。
And he will endure.
不跟他父亲吵架。
He argued with him.
结果一次一次的，他都失败。
And he failed for many times.
当他父亲在那里发脾气的时候，
When his father threw a fit.
当他父亲在那里讲难听话的时候，
When his father like curse.
我们心弟兄心里头非常的挣扎。
Our brother struggled.
他知道他所该活出来的，他活不出来。
He know what he's supposed to review, but he could not do.
经过非常长的时间，
For a long time.
到有一天，
One day.
弟兄在主的面前。
The brother before the Lord.
他在那里呼求主。
He cried out to the Lord.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章所说的。
It's like what Paul says in Romans chapter 7.
我们弟兄知道，他不可能，他再也不可能能够与他父亲，他再也不可能靠着他自己能够与他父亲能够修复他们父子的关系。
And then he know by himself there's no way for him to have a good relationship with his father.
就到那天早上，他准备要去探望他父亲。
And the morning, before he went to visit his father.
他在主面前很好很好的祷告。
And he prayed to the Lord.
他也懊悔的祷告。
And then he repent.
其实开车沿路上一直祷告。
And he prayed all the way when he drive.
当他要敲他父亲门之前，他在那里呼求主。
Before he knocked the door, he cried out to the Lord.
主啊，你救我。
Lord, save me.
就那天，当他进去。
And then after he went to the house.
不出他的意外。
And it's not surprising.
他的父亲又在那里发脾气。
His father was mad at him again.
在那里说许多难听的话。
And cursed him also.
但感谢主，那天我们弟兄得胜。
But praise the Lord, our brother overcome.
圣灵在他里头，让他看见我们的主耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit reminded him, let him see the beauty of the Lord.
看到我们主耶稣的慈爱。
And he see the mercy offered.
看见我们主耶稣的温柔忍耐。
And he see the meek and his endurance of the Lord.
我们弟兄那一天得胜。
Our brother overcome that day.
他不仅没有生气。
Not only he's not mad.
他不仅没有在那里说不该说的话，与他父亲争吵。
He's not arguing with his father.
他在那里爱他的父亲。
But he loved his father.
他在那里怜悯他的父亲。
He has mercy on his father.
在那里接纳他的父亲。
And then he accept his father.
就如同基督接纳我们一样。
And it's like Christ accept us.
对我们弟兄来讲，那多年的失败和捆绑，那天弟兄得胜。
For our brother, this bondage from so many years, that day was released.
那是因为圣灵在他里头，让他看见了主耶稣。
It was because the Holy Spirit in him and let him see the beauty of the Lord.
圣灵就把主耶稣基督的性格也就制作在我们弟兄的身上。
And so the Holy Spirit built up the characters of our Lord on him that day.
所以就是圣灵今天在我们身上，在哪个蒙恩你们身上所要做的工作。
This is the work that the Holy Spirit will work on all the people.
所以或许过去许多的年，很长的时间，你在某一件事情上面，你经过许多的失败和挫折。
And maybe you failed in many things for a long time.
但今天我们必须要回到里面。
But today we have to return.
我们必须要来依靠圣灵。
We have to trust in
the Spirit. 我们必须要在主的面前承认我们做不到。
We have to confess to the Lord that Lord we cannot do.
到有一天我们想都不会想说，我们还想靠我们自己来忍耐来做到这件事情。
Until one day we don't even think about we will do things by our own strength.
我们完全的来依靠圣灵。
We will totally trust in the Lord.
来完全依靠主的恩典。
We will trust in the grace of the Lord.
当圣灵在里头，让我们看见我们的主。
And let the Holy Spirit let us to see the Lord, our Lord.
我们就能够活出主耶稣基督 的形象。
Then we will live out the image of our Lord.
所以我们看见马太福音第五章，乃是让我们看见这些主的性格，主许多荣美的性格。
And Matthew chapter 5 and it tells us the characters of the Lord.
那第六章呢？主乃是要让我们看见这。 圣灵如何在我们身上来建立这些天国性格的过程。
And in chapter 6 is talking about how the Holy Spirit is the process of how the Holy Spirit build up those characters.
就认识这个天国性格建立在我们身上那个过程是非常重要的。
And so to know the process to build up the characters of Kingdom of Heaven is very important.
因为如果不是经过这些的过程，
if it's not those process,
天国的性格就不可能建立在我们身上。
The characters of the Kingdom of Heaven will not build in us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹能不能听明白这件事。
I don't know if you understand or not.
就如果不是经过这样的过程。
If it's not through this process,
我们虽然有了主的生命，
even though we have the life of the Lord,
但是又不能活出主的见证，
but we cannot live out His testimony.
我们很普遍的一题。
And I think this is all our problems.
我们要能够活出主的见证，
if we want to live out His testimony,
就必须要经过这天国性格建立的过程。
We have to go through this process to build up the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
那马太福音第七章呢，还是更进一步让我们看见，在这过程当中，天国性格建立过程当中，我们应该有的责任。
And chapter 7 is talking about during this process our responsibilities.
所以今天我们就继续来看马太福音第六章，就是建立天国性格的过程。
And today we are talking about chapter 6. It is.The process to build up the characters of Kingdom of Heaven.
那我把这张圣经主要就分成两个段落。
I will divide this into two paragraphs.
这也告诉我们天国性格建立过程当中的两个方面。
And then also, this is the two aspects to build up the two aspects of the process.
第一，乃是圣灵借着一个隐藏的生活来建立天国的性格在我们。
First of all, is through the hidden life to build up the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
第二方，圣灵乃是借着我们信心的生活来建立这些天国的性格在我们身上。
And then secondly, is through the life of faith to build up the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
那我们先来看一下这隐藏的生活。
And first of all, let's talking about the hidden life.
这隐藏的生活并不是告诉我们说我们要躲到那个深山野林里头。
And this hidden life is not like we have to flee to mountain.
不像现在有一些那个上网族啊，他们都足不出户，他们关在自己的屋子里头。
Or maybe like those people who play in computer and they just stay indoors.
他们那样的隐藏生活啊，不会有什么好事情的。
This kind of hidden life is won't give us good results.
这里讲到隐藏的生活呢，就叫我们要活在神的面前。
This hidden life it tells us to live before God.
活在神的面前，而不是活在人的面前。
We live before God and not before man.
隐藏的生活让我们看见我们生活的动机是向着神。
Hidden life is talking about the purpose of life is towards God.
为着神。
It's for God.
而不是在人的面前给人看。
It is not shown to people.
就像我们的主耶稣一样，当在地上生活的时候
，It's like our Lord when he lived on the earth.
我们看见我们的主不宣扬
，He's not do this before people.
他也不炫耀自己
，He's not he did not boast.
他乃是活在神的面前
，But he lived before God.
我们看见今天我们活在神的面前是什么意思呢
？What does it mean we live before God？
我们当然可以说神在天上，他的眼目遍察全地。
We know God watch over us。
当然，那是活在神的面前。
That is we live before Lord。
但是对实际的生活来说
，What about in reality？
活在神的面前，乃是活在灵的里面。
To live before God is we live in spirit.
所以我们基督徒的生活应该是一个里面的生活。
Our Christian life is the life inwardly.
因为我们知道神是灵。
We know God is a spirit.
今天神就借着圣灵就住在了灵里头。
He dwells in us through Holy Spirit.
今天我们要活在神的面前，我们必须要回到灵来生活。
We have to have the spiritual inward life if we want to be live before God.
就是我们的生活，我们的行事为人，必须是从灵里头开始的。
That is our deeds. It has to be start from our inwardly spiritual life.
从我们的灵来影响我们的魂，而从我们的魂呢，借着我们的身体来彰显出来。
Through the spirit to soul and to our body to reveal all this.
去年我们交通过很多属灵的操练。
And we had fellowship last year about how to practice.The spiritual life.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣他隐藏的生活是怎么样的一个情形。
And let us to see what is the hidden life of our Lord.
我们看见当主耶稣降生在马槽里的时候。
When he born in the manger.
他虽是至高神独生 独生的儿子。
Even he's the only begotten son of God.
当他道成肉身降世在世上的时候。
But when he came to earth and incarnate.
他就是那样的卑微，那样的渺小。
He is so low.
他连一个 CNN 的 headline 都没有。
He didn't have CNN headline.
我们的主他拣选这样一个卑微渺小的降生的方式。
We know he had chosen to be born so low.
因为他乃是活在神的面前。
Because he lived before Lord.
我们看见在他地上公开服事之前的三十年的时间。
We know before he started to minister that during his 30 years of life.
他生长在一个非常小的地方，叫拿撒勒，在木匠的家中。
He was born in a small place called Nazareth, and then he was born raised up as a carpenter.
没有人知道他。
Nobody knows him.
他是一个没有家型美容，叫人羡慕。
He didn't have a beautiful appearance, and people do not admire him.
就连他自己肉身的兄弟姐妹都不认识他。
Even his own brothers and sisters do not know him well.
他乃是那样子的，不炫耀自己。
He did not boast.
不彰显自己。
He did not boast.
他没有表演两个神迹，叫他弟兄姐妹都服。你看，我是神的儿子。
He didn't perform miracle to let his brothers and sisters to obey him, say son of God.
没有，那连漫长的时间，他在那里隐藏在神的面前。
During these 30 years, he had a hidden life before God.
我们看见，当他后来出来公开服事。
And then later on, when he come out to minister,
有三年半公开服事的时间。
For 3.5 years,
我们看见他仍然那样子过着隐藏的生活，活在神的面前。
He still had a hidden life before God.
他不仅每次他白天他照着神的心意，照着神的旨意服事。
Not only during the daytime, he served people according to the will of God.
他每一天都还要隐藏，回到神的面前。在神的面前与神有交通有祷告。
And he also secretly has a fellowship with God.
就连他的服事，我们看见，我们主耶稣说，他乃是听见父所说的，他才说。
Even though his service and as he calling to him is, I heard from my father and then I speak.
他看见父所做的，他才做。
I do after I saw my father.
我们看见我们的主，他是完全活在父神的面前。
We know our Lord, he completely lived before.
举个例子，在一次的迦南婚宴当中。
For example, at the wedding at the Canaan.
迦南的婚宴当中呢，主耶稣也在那里。
And Lord was there.
酒用尽了。
And the wine was out.
那主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚就跟他说。
And then his mother Mary told him.
说的意思呢，就是说你可不可以帮帮忙。
And the meaning is, can you help?
他母亲要知道，稍微认识我们的主。
His mother is kind of know our Lord.
但是呢，又不完全认识主。
But not completely know.
他想说他这样子讲嘛，我们主是很有爱心的，帮帮忙就随便讲一句话就酒就变出来了。
And so she taught us maybe Lord can help and then turn the water.
这一点他是认识对了。
And then and she knows in this part.
但他却不认识我们的主耶稣。他隐藏生活的那一面。
But she didn't know that our Lord has a hidden life.
就当他这样跟主耶稣说的时候呢
？After she said this to the Lord.
主耶稣怎么回答
？What Lord said to her?
主说：“妇人，我与你有何相干
？”And Lord says, "Woman, what do I do with you?"
不是不礼貌的那个回答。
This is impolite.
主耶稣的回答呢？玛利亚知道他乃是活在神的面前。
But to let Mary know that he lived before God.
父若还没有说。
If father didn't speak.
父若还没有要做。
If father hasn't done something.
死凭着自己，他不能说什么，也不能做什么。
The son by himself will not do, will not speak.
所以我们看见我们的主，他就是在公开的服事当中，他仍然过着一个隐藏的生活。
Even during his open ministers, but still have the hidden life before God.
根据灵而来生活。
And he lived according to the Spirit.
这里呢，马太福音第六章让我们看见啊，这边说到说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。
In chapter 6, it tells, be careful not to practice your righteousness before men and to be seen by them.
这里中文讲到这个善事，行善哈。
And in Chinese, it's taught to do good deeds.
它并不是讲到说我们一般我们所看见的就是做好事。
It is not good deeds, women.
这原文圣经的意思的这个善事呢，来讲到义。
But in the original version, is the good deeds isness.
Righteousness 就讲到义
is righteousness.
那我们要问，那义是什么意思呢
？What does it mean, righteousness?
这个义行义跟行善有什么区别
to do good deeds and then to practice righteousness, what's different?
我们看见这个圣经当中的义的定义是什么
And what's the definition of righteousness in Bible?
义它原来的意思呢来讲到对的事
And originally it means the right things.
所以行义呢就是做对的事。
To practice righteousness is to do right things.
哦，那我们说我，那我知道了。
And we say, okay, I know.
哦，所以呢我们要做好事。
That means we have to do good deeds.
那不是又跟行善一样了吗
?That is the same as to do good deeds.
圣经让我们看见行义，这个义呢乃是指着神的性情所说的。
And but the, in the Bible,This righteousness is talking about the characters of God.
我们知道义乃是神性情的一部分。
We know righteousness is part of the a character of God.
圣经让我们看见世上没有一个义人。
The Bible lets tell us there are righteous men in on this earth.
除了我们主之外，没有一个是义的。
There are none other than our Lord.
我们看见义是对的事。
Righteousness is the right thing.
但是并不是根据你我。认为对的事
But it's not according to what good thing you and I think
我们还记得旧约士师记的情形
Do we know in the judges in the Old Testament
在那里神给那个世代的以色列人做了一个结论
And then God has a conclusion for the people during that time
就是他们个人行自己眼中看为正的事
They all do right thing according to their own eyes
结果我们看见那个黑暗、混乱、堕落的光景。
We see the darkness, the chaotic situation.
所以义呢，它是对的事，并不是根据你我的眼光。
The righteous is the right thing, is not according to you and I.
所以让我们看见行义，也是要行神眼中看为对的事。
To practice righteousness is to do right thing in the eyes of God.
当然，一方面义是神的性情。
Of course, righteousness is true.
就我们是根据这个生命的性情，我们来做始终看。
According to this character, we do right things in the eyes of God.
所以我们看见这个神的儿女呢，把神的生命性情显出来，这个生活彰显出来或行出来的这个是一件非常自然的事。
So now, as the children of God, and when we have the manifestation of the righteousness, it is natural.
那是因为神的儿女跟神有同样的生命。
Because the children of God has the same life of God.
所以我们看见当有一个出生婴孩。
When we see a newborn baby,
我们最常啊讨论的一件事情啊，看到这个出生婴孩，我们最常讨论一件事。
Mostly we were talking about one thing about this baby.
我们就说，哎，这个眼睛像妈妈。
And we will say, the eye will look like a mother.
这个嘴巴像爸爸。
The mouth like father.
那为什么我们会发现这个婴孩刚生下来，我们看眼睛像妈妈，嘴巴像爸爸
？Why we talk about this?
那是因为。他是爸爸妈妈所生的
，because that's from their parents。
虽然这生命的外表生命的现象呢，他在里面显爸爸妈妈。
So his life will express his parents。
慢慢跟父母亲在一起生活，慢慢长大之后
，when he grow up。
我们看见他不仅长相像爸爸妈妈
，not only the outward appearance like the parents，
他就连他的神情啊，他的说话呢，动作呢，都像爸爸妈妈。
Also each move, each expressions like his parents。
我们看见这是从生命里头所产生出来的一个相似的情形。
We know this is a reflection from the life。
所以我们看见我们自己的孩子身上有一些不好的习惯和动作。
If we see the misbehave from a child。
那我们做父母亲的呢，我们不要太意外。
As a parent, to not be surprised.
很有可能就是从父母亲身上，所彰显出来。
Maybe that's from you.
那姐妹翻译的很好。所以我们看见啊，这个孩子跟父母亲有同样的生命，所以他表现出来的情形呢，就相同。
You know, a child has the same life of their parents, so they have the same actions.
所以今天圣经告诉我们，我们从神从圣灵重生了我们。
In the Bible since we were reborn from the Holy Spirit.
我们既然与我们同样的生命。
Even since we have the same life of our God.
所以我们的行事为人，我们的举止行动，自然应该像我们的天父。
So our deeds naturally will like our heavenly Father.
所以我们知道基督徒我们不仅不应该做我们不该做的事。
As Christian, we're not only do things that we're not supposed to.
我们常知道说我们不应该犯罪。
Sometimes we say we should not sin.
那已经叫我们很挣扎了。
That makes us struggle so much.
但圣经更告诉我们，我们乃是要行善。
But the Bible tells us we have to practice righteousness.
我们要行义。
to do righteousness.
我们要把神生命的性情彰显出来。
We have to manifest the characters of God.
这是神把他生命赐给我们一个最主要的目的。
This is the main purpose that Lord gave His life to us.
接着这里，主耶稣接着从三个方面来告诉我们。
And then Lord tells us through three aspects.
我们这个行义，这个生活应该是怎么样子一个情形
？And then how do we practice righteousness?
它必须是一个隐藏的。
Has to be hidden.
因为如果经里面读的话，你们就会发现它重复了，主要是重复提到一件事情。
If you read this, you know, Lord repeats one thing several times.
就假如说你们要在暗中。
So you have to do in secret.
然后施舍呢，行在暗中。
To give in secret.
然后你的父呢，也在暗中来查看。
And then your father who is unseen.
你祷告也要在暗中。
And you pray secretly.
那你的父呢，也在暗中来查看。
So your father will see it done in secret.
你禁食也要在暗中。
You fasting in secret.
你的父也在暗中来查看。
And your father will see in secret.
所以在这里，主让我们看见我们的基督徒的生活必须是活在灵里头。
So the Lord led us to know our life has to be in spirit.
因为父在暗中查看，他必然报答。
Because our Father who see what is done in secret will reward us.
我就很快的说一下，这个施舍呢，还是讲到我们跟人的关系。
And then to talking about giving is a relationship between man.
当然不仅是包括物质的，也包括那物质以外的。
Not only the material, but also outside the material.
施舍所讲的就是给人。
And to give is to give it to other people.
我们知道我们的神是一位给的神。
We know our Lord has a life to giving, to give.
最大的一件事，就当我们的父神把他自己独生爱子给了我们。
The great thing is our Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son to us.
不是因为我们配。
Not because we are worthy.
那是因为他的生命是一个给的生命。
But because His life is a life to give.
是一个爱的生命。
Is a life to love.
所以既然天父把他独生爱子都给了我们。
Since our Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son to us.
就没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He will not leave anything not to give to us.
今天我们主的生命是一个给的生命。
The life of our Lord is a life of giving.
而我们天然的天性却是一个什么样的生命呢
？But what is our nature？
都是一个要的。
We want to take。
是不是
？Is that so？
我们是怎么信耶稣的
？How do we believe in our Lord？
当我们信了主耶稣
，When we believe in Him，
我们想啊，主啊，给我。
We will sing, Lord, give it to me.
给我平安。
Give me the peace.
给我喜乐。
Give me the joy.
给我工作。
Give me work.
给我一个好老板。
Give me a good boss.
给我一个好太太。
Give me a good wife.
给我一个好孩子。
A good child.
你看见我们天然的生命就像雅各一样。
Our natural life is like Jacob.
雅各的名字啊，就是抓。
Jacob means to grab.
他就是要。
Grab. It is to want.
我们天然的生命就像雅各一样，
our,
都是要的。
Our natural life is like Jacob.
我们认识神，既然这么爱我们。
We say since Lord God loves us so much.
那我们就整天跟神要。
Then we can ask from Him all.
要这个，要那个。
We want this and that.
我们需要的也要。
We want what we need.
不需要的也要。
And we want what we don't need.
不该要的也要。
We ask what we should have.
那是我们天然生。
That is our natural life.
但是我们看见主的生命是一个给的生命。
But the life of the Lord is the living.
总是要叫别人得着好。
He always give goodness to others.
他爱我们这些不配的罪人。
He loves sinners like us who are unworthy.
到一个地步，他把自己完全的为我们倾倒。
To the point he poured his life to us.
他的生命就是一个给。
His life is to give.
他有他给。
He gave us because He has.
但我们主他万有都是他的。
Because the whole universe.
他可以将万有都给我们。
So He can give everything to us.
就连他没有，他还想着给我们。
Even though he doesn't have, but He still wants to give it to us.
这是主的生命。
That is His life.
他把他自己生命一白白的倾倒，白白的赐给我们。
He poured His life to us freely.
当这样的生命吸引了我们
，When this life draw us near to Him，
当一些蒙恩的儿女们，他在里头圣灵开启，他看见主的生命是一个这样给的生命。
When some of the Christians when they see the life of the Lord is the life of giving，
我们就被吸引
，so that we will draw close to Him，
以至于在我们生活当中，我们能够活出这样的见证
，so that in our life we can defy this。
我知道有位弟兄在文革期间，他做一个见证，就是他们家在文革期间受到迫害，因为他们是基督徒。
And then there was a brother, he has a testimony during Cultural Revolution, and because they are Christian.
我们知道在当时基督徒受到非常严重的迫害。
You know, during that time, the Christian was persecuted.
但他们家也因着信仰的缘故受到很大的迫害。
Because they believed in the Lord, so they were persecuted greatly.
以至于连生活基本上的需要都不能得着满足。
And so that they even don't have the basic need from their, for their daily life.
但在这段时间他们发现一件很奇妙的事情。
But they discovered something, amazingly.
就是不定时的呢他们就听到有人敲他们家的门。
And then there's from time to time someone will knock their door.
他们一开门的时候呢就没看到人。
When they opened the door, no one was there.
看到地上呢就留着一个小小的包。
But there was a package at the door.
每一次都不太一样。
Each time has a different things.
他们不是同一个人所放的所做的事
so they know it's not from the same person
有些时候呢是一些
sometimes it's money
有些时候是物
sometimes it's food
有些时候可能是衣服
sometimes it's clothes
他们就在靠着这样的情形呢度过了他们最艰难的时刻
and then by this way they pass those hard times
有没有你们知道那些东西从哪里来的吗
do you know where those things from
那些钱从哪里来的
where those money from
并不是因为一些有钱的人他们多余了所以他们来帮助他
Not because the rich man has plenty
那些乃是同样在文化大革命当中受迫害的基督徒他们自己虽然也没有
It's the Christians who were persecuted during Cultural Revolution even though they are lack of a need
那圣灵在他们里头
But the Holy Spirit
在那里光照
Enlightening
在那里感动
And to move them
他们看见了我们的主
And they see our Lord
他们摸着这个主耶稣给的这个生命
When they see the life of the Lord who give,
他们虽然没有
even though they don't have,
他们还能够给出来
but they still give.
这里面不是我们去做一件什么事情
it is not what we do one thing.
来当圣灵闹见主的是个生这个给的这个生命
when we see the life of the Lord is the life of giving.
这个主的生命在里头摸着了我们
the life of the Lord touched in our heart.
我们就能够给
then we're able to give.
不仅给我们有的我们给
Now, we give not because we have.
这里没有的我们也能够给
We can give even though we don't have.
你们这是一个生命的问题。
This is about the issue of life.
我们看见第二讲到祷告。
And then secondly, talking about praying.
主耶稣说祷告的时候呢，不要像那些人啊，假冒为善的人，他们喜欢在人多的地方祷告。
You pray, it's not like those hypocrites.
我们知道祷告乃是我们对神对着神。
And to pray is to Lord.
这里就看到很稀奇的一件事情。
And talking about something amazing.
这些有假冒为善的人呢，他们连祷告呢，他们都能够虚假。
And even the hypocrites, and when they can something false prayers.
我们看见我们天然的人的生命是何等的败坏。
And we see how evil our nature is.
就连向神的祷告都能够虚假。
Even our prayer to the Lord can be fake.
主要是告诉我们说，如果他们在那里人多地方祷告呢，他们为什么要那样子那样做
？Why people, why this？
就是要得了人的称赞。
Because they want the praise from people. They want to receive glory from people.
主要是说，如果你们这样做的话呢，那你们就得着你们称赞，得着荣耀了。
And the Lord says, if you do so, then you get your reward.
那是就没有从神来的称赞和荣耀。
And then there will be no reward from God.
那主乃是。告诉我们说，你们要在暗中来祷告。
And the Lord tells us you have to pray in secretly.
在内室来祷告。
You have to pray in the inner room.
先为着神的名祷告。
And then you pray by the name of the Lord.
为着神的事情来祷告。
You pray for the matter of the will of God.
我们还是回到灵里头来向父神祷告。
We have to return to spirit and we pray to the Father.
我们的天父乃是在暗中。
Remember, our Heavenly Father is unseen.
当我们在灵里头祷告的时候
when we pray with our spirit,
为着神的国，为着神的义祷告
we pray righteousness for His kingdom.
我们天父都知道
our Heavenly Father knows.
虽然人不知道
even though people don't know.
虽然你得不到人的
even though you don't receive rewards from
people. 虽然他跟你讲说，哎呀，你看这弟兄好会祷告
even nobody will praise you say, well, this brother can pray.
没有人会称赞你说，看这个姐妹祷告何等。
No one prays you, so this sister is praying in earnest.
没有人知道。
No one knows.
但是天父知道。
But our Heavenly Father knows.
主说天父他必要报答。
And the Lord says, our Heavenly Father will reward you.
弟兄姐妹，你喜欢得着人的报答，还是神的报答？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you want to receive the reward from God or from man?
你愿意得到人的称赞还是神的称赞？
You want to receive the praise from man or God?
求主给我们有一个清楚的眼光。
May God give us the clear eyes.
让我们愿意在暗中来祷告我们在暗中的父。
So that we are willingly to pray in secret to our Father who's unseen.
所以一方面我们来到聚会当中，
One time when we come to praying,
无论是波饼聚会或是祷告聚会，
No matter it's a service or prayer service,
我们一开口祷告，
We should open our mouth to pray.
神所生的儿女没有一个是哑巴的，
All the children were born from God, we will not mute.
我们都应该用我们的口来敬拜赞美感谢我们的主。
We should praise and thank our Lord.
但是如果我们只有来到聚会当中我们才祷告的话，
But if we only pray in gathering,
如果在平常我们生活当中在没有人看见的时候我们却没有祷告，
If we don't pray when people don't see us,
有没有我们很有可能就落在同样的光景里头，
And then probably we'll fall into the same situation.
我们需要圣灵常来提醒我们，
We need the Holy Spirit remind us.
叫我们来学习过一个隐藏祷告的生活。
That is to learn to have a life to hidden and to pray.
那进食方面呢，就对着我们自己。
To fast is to ourselves.
意思就是说，为了神的国，为了神的义的特殊的一个需要和情形。
It is for the earnest need for God's kingdom.
我们愿意舍弃自己合理、合情、合理的要求。
We like to give our reasonable needs.
吃饭是每个人都有的权利。
Because to eat is the right to everyone.
每个人可以说我们。不应该吃饭。
No one says you should not eat.
这是我们合情合理合法的权利。
This is our reasonable right.
但为了神的缘故。
But for the sake of God.
有些时候圣灵感动我们，我们愿意舍弃这个权利。
But sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves us, we would like to give up this right.
就是这样子做，我们也必须是坐在父的面前。
But we do so, we have to do it before Father.
不要让人家知道。
Do not let people know.
不要让人家知道说，你看，哎呀，我多进钱了，我现在在进食，不吃饭。
Do not let people say, see, I'm so godly, I'm fasting.
如果你故意让人看见了，
If you let people see this,
弟兄姐妹称赞你两句，
And the one brother sisters praise you,
That's it.
你
就得着你当得的奖赏。
That's your reward.
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
所以主耶稣告诉我们，就是在为着神的国、神的义的缘故，即使进食，我们也要坐在父的面前。
It tells us it's even for the sake of God and His kingdom we fasting, but we have to do it before the Lord.
主告诉我们，父在暗中查看，必然报答。
And the Lord tells us our Father will see this done in secret and He will reward us.
我没有办法想象这里主所说天父的奖赏和报答是什么。
I cannot imagine what is the reward from Father.
但我实在是相信。天父的奖赏和报答是真实的，是存到永远的，是有极高价值的。
But I truly believe the reward from the Father is true and it's worth and it will last forever.
我相信一方面叫我们在今生能够活出主的见证。
And on one hand, and during our lifetime, we will testify our Lord.
在将来荣耀国度降临的时候，我们能够与主一同的作王掌权。
And in the future, when he comes back, we will reign in the millennium.
在这里主耶稣讲的这些事情，重要就提醒我们一件事情，要过一个隐藏的生活。
Here it reminds us we need to have a hidden life.
就当圣灵光照我们，让我们看见我们的主是如何活在天父的面前。
When only if the Holy Spirit enlightens us, see one how our Lord lived before God.
才会叫我们也渴慕那样子过一个隐藏活在天父的面前。
So that we have longing heart.To live the life before God.
这也需要圣灵把十字架的工作做在我们身上。
And this need the Holy Spirit has the work of the cross deal within us.
因为我们天然人是喜欢活在人的面前。
Because our natural man like to live before man.
好了，那六章下半段后半段讲到一个信心的生活。
And the second part talking about the life of faith.
那简单的很快提一下，信心生活主要讲到三个方面。
It's talking about three aspects of this life of faith.
第一，就是要单纯，要专一。
And first of all, it has to be simple and pure.
这边讲到说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Here talking about when a person cannot serve two masters.
第二讲到信心的生活呢，乃是一个先求神的国和神的义的生活。
Secondly, this life of faith has to be first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
信心的生活三方面还讲到不为明天忧虑。
And thirdly, is talking about we do not worry about tomorrow.
这里主耶稣告诉我们说要待要专一。
Here talking about we to be pure.
很多时候我们发现我们常常是侍奉两个主。
Sometimes we know we serve two masters.
我们说主耶稣是我的主。
We say our Lord is my Lord.
但是呢我们生活其他方面的有很多的好像也是我们的主。
But we have other masters in our life.
那这里我们看见只有那心灵眼睛是专一是单纯的才能够看见神。
That's the way only our eyes look upon the Lord and then we can serve our Lord.
这里让我们看见说鸽子的眼睛。
And the Bible tells us the eyes of the dove.
因为鸽子的眼睛啊它一次只能看一样东西。
Because the eyes of the dove, they can only focus on one thing.
同样我们心灵的眼睛也必须单单地注视着我们的主。
So our inner eyes, we have to focus on our Lord.
因为主说如果我们那个侍奉两个主。
And Lord says if we serve two masters,
我们这个眼睛啊就昏花了。
And then our eyes will be dim.
我想我不是研究眼睛，我已经这个如果同时看太多东西的话。
I don't see eyes, but I know you see many things at the same time.
我想肯定就昏花。
Of course, our eyes will be blurry.
主的话说，眼睛是身体的灯。
And the Lord says the eyes is the lamp of our body.
所以，如果我们一个人侍奉好几个主
，If we serve many masters,
我也要主，也要这个，也要那个。
I want Lord, I want other stuff.
他说我们眼睛昏花
，And our eyes will be blurry.
全身就黑暗。
And then our whole body will fall into darkness.
那么这很有可能是我们为什么里头有黑暗的情形的一个很主要的原因。
This may be the main reason why we fall into darkness sometimes.
主说，如果我们眼睛若单一
，The Lord says if we are focused,
我们心单单的就是要追求我们的主。
And then our heart is only long for our Lord.
单单看着我们的主。
Only look upon our Lord.
他全身就明亮了。
And His whole body will be bright.
我们就能够走在这条光的道路上。
And we will walk in the path of the light.
所以这里我们常常有一个问题。
And then we will have a question.
我记得在夏令会就有一个年轻人问了这个问题。
And then there was one brother asked a question during summer conference.
他说为什么不能侍奉两个主？
And he said, why I cannot serve two masters?
很多时候我们也有同样的问题。
And sometimes we have the same problem.
我们可能嘴巴不会这么说。
Maybe we don't say so.
但是我们心思里头啊，总是过不去。
But in our mind, we have.
我们总有这样一个问题。
We always have this problem.
我爱主，我也可以爱其他的。
I love Lord, and I also can love others.
我侍奉主，我也可以侍奉其他的。
I serve Lord, I can serve others.
我们总觉得没有冲突。
We think there's no conflict.
那主的话很简单告诉我们。
But the Lord tells us.
主说不能。
Lord says you cannot.
如果你想要这样做，你眼睛就昏花，全身就黑暗。
If you do so, your eyes will be dim, and then you will be fall into darkness.
你们原谅我这样说一件事情。
Please excuse me talking about this one thing.
我每年到了夏令会前夕。
Before the summer conference.
在信仰圈弟兄就你们中间也有这样的一个情形。
And we have same problem at the West Office.
那方面也是学校放。
Because the school has vacation.
弟兄那里安排的这个暑假时间机票订飞机票回国的事情。
And then brothers and sisters they will arrange their flight to go back to China.
他们心里就很挣扎。
And they will struggle.
因为如果夏令会结束以后再回去的话呢，那机票就贵了。
If they go back after summer conference, the price will go up.
贵好几百块钱。
It will be more than several hundred.
如果像我们家人多的话，那就贵得更多。
If like my family, that will be a lot more.
如果呢，那学校一放假就走了，夏令会就不参加了呢，那机票就省了好几百块钱。
If you don't attend summer conference, I will save money from the flight tickets.
就你们心里头有挣扎。
But sisters has a struggle.
这些年看到这里面，在这一件小小事情上面，正在你挣扎。
I see so many years this same struggle.
我心里面就想，我们为什么不能向着我们的主单纯一点
？And I was thinking, why should we just have this pure heart before the Lord?
那主的心意是如何，我们就单纯的就顺服，就照着主。
Will of God, let us just obey to His will.
有一次啊，我们就也是有这样的情形，夏令会前，弟兄姐妹在那里就是挣扎。
And one time in the same situation, brothers and sisters were struggling.
那次那一年呢，正好我们全家也要到中国去。
And then that year, and it happened, my family will go to China.
但对我们来讲呢，我就觉得就很单纯。
And for us, it's just simple.
我们订机票安排的时候，就是安排夏令会之后，我们就找一个便宜的机票。
When we book ticket, we will book after summer conference, and then we try to find a cheap one.
就不需要挣扎。
And we found a cheap one. We don't.
就发现弟兄姐妹他们就有些弟兄姐妹就很挣扎。
And but why I found others, they were struggling.
挣扎到最后呢，就决定就不参加夏令会了。
At the end, they decide they're not going to the summer conference.
因为看看那票价差了好几百块钱。
Because there were several hundred difference on the.
他们决定呢，就放学校放假就回去。
And so as soon as the school is closed and over, and they went back to China.
后来我们夏令会完。之后也去了，然后去了有点服侍，他也都回来了。
After summer conference, we went, and then we had some service over there.
好像是有个姐妹就问我们姐妹说，我们这个他们大概很好奇，我们这个夏令会完才走啊，那票价一定很贵。
So the sister is curious, by curious, and then she asked, and then what's the difference of the air tickets?
他问我们票价买多少，拿多少钱的票。
And she asked my wife how much was ours.
然后姐妹就跟他说了。
And my wife told them.
姐妹听了，另外一个姐妹听了以后
，After that and that sister，
她说：“哎呀，她真的在主面前啊，真是要认罪悔改。
”And he said, "Okay, I have to confess before the Lord."
她说：“我想说不参加夏令会呢，早点走了，就想说机票便宜一点。
”I thought if I left early, the ticket will be cheaper.
就她买的机票比我买的还贵。
And turned out their ticket was more expensive than us.
姐妹，重点还不在于那几百块钱。
And it's not about that several hundred bucks.
重点是我们的心。
It is about our hearts.
我们愿不愿意单纯的向着我们的主
？Do we want to and focus on our
信靠我们的主
？To trust in the Lord.
当我们这样子来过一个信心的生活
，When we have the faith and faithful life like this，
弟兄姐妹，我们生活当中啊，就会有很多的经历。
We will experience Him a lot.
我们也会有很多的见证。
And we will testify Him.
你发现那不是我们做的。
You know, that's not what we can do.
飞机票的票价不是我控制的。
And I cannot control the price of the tickets.
但是当我们愿意单纯来向着主。
But when you have the pure heart of the Lord.
你单纯为着主。
And you have forsake for Him.
主能够叫我买到更便宜的票。
And the Lord will give me cheaper price.
我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这也是主得荣耀的见证。
And this is the glorious testimony for the Lord.
因为我们盼望能够有经历。
I hope we have such experience.
我们盼望能够有见证。
We hope we can have testimony.
我们必须要把我们自己放下来。
We have to deny ourselves.
我们必须要过一个信心的生活。
We have to live the life of faith.
让主来做。
And let Lord works.
那另外，讲信心的生活是先求神的国和神的义。
And talking about the faith, we're talking about the first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
主先不要求。
And Lord says, do not.
不要为着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么求。
And Lord says, do not ask what to eat, what to drink, what to wear.
主说那些是外邦人求的。
And this is all the Gentiles.
外邦人是谁呢
？Who's the Gentiles?
他们是不信神的人。
They're unbelievers.
外邦人是谁呢
？Who are the Gentiles?
他们是没有神做倚靠的人。
They do not trust in the Lord.
他们靠谁
？Who do they rely on?
他们必须要靠自己。
They rely on themselves.
吃什么
？What to eat?
要穿什么
？What to wear?
要喝什么
？What to drink?
他好多事情他要自己要负这个责任。
They have to worry so many things.
但主说你们不要求这些事。
But the Lord says, do not ask for all this.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
主说你看天上的飞鸟。
The Lord says, look at the birds in the air.
它不过是天父的受造之物。
And then they are the creation.
天父还这样子来照顾他们，来供应他们。
But Lord watch over them and then provide.
主说我们是谁呢
？And Lord says who we are.
主说我们是天父的儿女。
We are children of God.
对，因为哪一个父母亲不爱自己的儿女
？And then does any parents love their children?
天父爱我们，把他自己儿子都给我。
The Heavenly Father loves us and He gave His only begotten Son.
我们还怀疑他的爱吗
？Do we doubt His love?
我们还信过他的爱吗
？And do we not trust in Him?
我们还需要为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来忧虑吗
？Do we have to worry about what to eat and drink and wear?
弟兄姐妹，我们必须在生活当中这样子来经历他。
We have to experience him.
来信靠我们的天父。
To trust in him.
我们照着他的心意来做我们所当做的。
We do things according to his will.
我们过一个信心的生活。
To live the life of faith.
来仰望天父的供应。
To look upon his provision.
神意主允许我们说，先求神的国和神的义。
The Lord promised us, you seek his kingdom and righteousness first.
我们的责任乃是先让主在我们身上掌权。
Our duty is to let Him reign in us.
让神的国在我们身上。
Let His kingdom.
让神的国在我们家中。
Let His kingdom in our family.
让神的国在我们聚会当中，让神来掌权。
Let Him reign in our gathering.
让神的性情成形在我们身上。
Let His characters will be formed.
让神的性情成立在我们孩子的身上。
And let His characters be built in children.
让神的性情能够建立在我们弟兄姐妹身上。
Be built in and brothers and sisters.
主说，你只要先求神的国，先求神的义。
The Lord says, and you need first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
主说这一切东西。
The Lord says all these things.
你吃什么
？What to eat？
喝什么
？What to drink？
穿什么
？What to wear？
你该用的。
What you need？
你生活一切所需要的。
All the needs.
主应许说都要赐给你。
The Lord promised, I will give it to you.
不仅你要得着神的国，得着神的义。
Not only you receive His kingdom and His righteousness.
你生活当中一切所需要的天赋都要赐给你。
All your needs in your life, He will give it to you.
弟兄姐妹，你信吗？
Do you believe?
姐妹，愿主帮助我们不要做一般小信的人。
May Lord help us to not to be the group, the one with little faith.
我们必须要过一个信心的生活。
We have to have the life of faith.
这个信心的生活叫人能够看见我们神的荣耀。
Through this life of faith, may people see the glory of God.
叫人能够认识天父的慈爱和信实。
So that people will know His mercy and His faithfulness.
最后很简单一件事情，信心的生活就是不要为明天忧虑。
And the last is just simple. The life of faith is do not worry about tomorrow.
我想这个问题啊，我们都非常熟悉。
We all know this.
我就分享一个我这个礼拜的见证。
I will share a testimony for this.
上礼拜我在现在一些聚会当中发生啊一件。发生一两件搅扰的事情。
There was a disturbing last week at the gathering.
我不仅在聚会当中啊被搅扰的，好像这个连这个服饰啊都受影响。
We were stored up like even we couldn't serve.
你
me
就是我。
I couldn't.
就是回到家里晚上睡觉啊，睡到半夜都醒来睡不着。
I was bothered to the point and I was woke up during the midnight.
对我来讲是很特别一件事。
It was special to me.
因为我姐妹说啊，我是那个那一种倒头就睡的人。
Because my wife says, and when I will sleep immediately.
昨天晚上啊，礼拜五晚上，半夜睡不着觉。
The last night, I couldn't sleep.
哎呀，我就想着怎么办，怎么办呢
？I was thinking on what we can do.
这个难处啊，若不解决，那下礼拜五又要聚会了。
If we do not solve these problems, we will meet again next Friday.
我自己受影响还事小。
It is not an issue for me to be bothered.
有好些弟兄姐妹都刚刚蒙恩得救，他们生命这么宝贵。
But for the brothers and sisters who just received, have
他们受了影响，那怎么办呢
？What if they were disturbed?
就我就睡不着觉。
So I couldn't sleep.
就感谢主，因为正好在准备马太福音第六章。
But praise the Lord, because I was preparing the chapter 6.
圣灵在里头啊，就把这句话提醒了我，不要为明天忧虑。
So the Holy Spirit reminded me, do not worry for tomorrow.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Because each day has enough trouble of its own.
长话短说，感谢主，我就睡着了。
Okay, so praise the Lord, and then I fall asleep.
醒来呢，也不忧虑了。
And then after I woke up, I worry.
虽然那个问题，那个难处啊，还觉。
Even the problem is still there.
但主说啊，一天的难处一天当就够了。
But the Lord says, and then each day has its own trouble.
所以信心的生活是不为明天忧虑。
The life of faith is we do not worry for tomorrow.
因为当你回去，明天礼拜一回去公司上班。
So tomorrow when you go back to company.
你老板，你公司宣布说公司要大裁员。
And your supervisor says we will have a layoff.
那姐妹，你忧不忧虑
？Do you worry?
那肯定是要忧虑了。
Surely you will.
会不会被裁
？Will you be laid off?
裁了以后怎么办
？And then what to do after being laid off?
现在就业市场不好。
And then this is hard to find jobs.
还能找到工作吗
？Can I find another job?
那家里孩子没有保险怎么办
？What if the children don't have insurance?
那我没有收入了，那 mortgage 怎么办
？If we don't have income, what about our mortgage?
我们能不忧虑吗？
Should we will worry.
姐妹，如果这个事情真的发生了
，If it's happened,
主来让我们看见。
The Lord will let us to see one thing.
今天我们的工作是在谁的手里
？And who's in control with our jobs?
如果今天工作是在我们的手里
，If it's we control,
那我们的确就像外邦人一样
，We will like Gentiles.
有好多事情要忧虑的。
We have to worry many things.
但如果今天这个工作是在神的手里
but if your job is in God's hands
是在那爱我们的天父的手里
it's in the hands of our loving Father
弟兄们这就是我们来操练过信心生活的时候
This is the time we practice our faithfulness
当然我不希望你们明天回去以后公司老板有这样的一个宣布
I don't hope your boss will have such announcement
但在我们的生活当中
but in our daily life
神他会借着环境来让我们认识这件事
He will let us to know this through all the circumstances
我们是不是活在信心里头
Do we live in the life of faith
我们是不是把自己真的是交托在天父的手里
Do we really place ourselves in our Father's hands
我们是不是过一个信心的生活
Do we have the life of faith
弟兄姐妹这乃是神在我们身上要制作主耶稣性格的一个过程
This is the process that God will build up the characters of kingdom of heaven
我想这是我们今天基督徒当中普遍的一个问题
This is the common problem some Christians
就很多事情都是被抓在我们的手里
Because so many things we try to grab in our own hands
我们的工作
Our works
我们的配偶
Our spouse
我们的儿女
Our children
我们生活当中许多的事情
Many things in our life
我们都是在我们自己的掌握里头
And we want to control
所以我们蒙恩可能很多年
Even though we are saved many years
但你发现天国的性格主耶稣的性格却很少的建立在我们身上
But you see the character of kingdom of heaven was seldomly built up on us.
我们看见，那是因为我们没有活在这隐藏的生活里。
We know this is because we're not have this hidden life.
那是因为我们没有活在这信心的生活里头。
It is because we don't have the life of faith.
因为这乃是天父在建立天国性格在我们身上必须的过程。
This is the process that is a must that build up His characters in us.
今天早晨，主在借着他自己的话语来提醒我们
，May Lord remind us through His own words，
也激励我们
，and encourage us，
让我们回到里面
，so that we can return to our inner man，
过一个属灵的生活
，and have the spiritual life，
让我们能够因着神儿子的信心
，because the faith of Son of God，
我们能够活在这个肉身里
，and so we can live in our body，
让圣灵能够在我们身上一点一点的把主的性格制作在我们身上
，so that gradually the Holy Spirit will build up His characters on us，
让我们在地上能够成为一般。能够见证主的人
so that we become a people who can testify our Lord
我们一起低头祷告
and let's bow and have a word of prayer
我们才是仰望你的怜悯
Lord we look upon your mercy
主人的话语是何等的有限
our words are so limited
主你赐给我们圣灵是不限 没有受限制
but the Holy Spirit is unlimited
因此我们仰望圣灵在我们每个弟兄姐妹朋友们的心继续来开启我们
We look upon you and may the Holy Spirit revive in us
主叫我们才是看见你自己的荣美
So we will see your
主好叫我们愿意让你的荣美你的性格能够建立在我们身上
So then we will have a willing heart to let your characters to be built up in us
主求你教导我们
May you teach us
带领我们能够过一个在你面前过一个隐藏的生活
To guide us to have a hidden life before you
主叫我们也能够因着主耶稣的信我们能够活在肉身
And then because of your faith, so we can we believe in Him, so we can live in our body.
叫我们能够过一个信靠你的生活。
So we can have a life to trust in you.
主愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you receive glory from us.
主愿你的旨意成就的时候。
When your will be done.
主你的心也得着喜悦。
Your heart will be satisfied.
听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.